98. So going to be a busy weekend. Tomorrow I have a live broadcast. Sunday is the Bart Starr Plaza tailgate party. Mm-hmm. And then my wife actually leaves for Nashville on early Sunday morning, even before the tailgate party. She's splitting for Nashville.
Wait, I thought you were going with her.
I am. I'm going to meet her halfway. So she's got a work thing till Wednesday.
Okay.
So she's leaving Sunday. She'll be gone Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And then I'm flying out Wednesday to meet her.
Oh, okay.
And then we're making it a little, you know, weekend type thing.
So then do you fly back together then?
Yeah, we fly back together on Saturday night.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
But you're traveling solo then?
Traveling alone there, yeah.
Which
she booked all the flights, whatever, and I gotta say, I would have done things a little bit different, but again.
I love how when she does something, you are the first one to critique everything. Why don't you do it your darn self?
Well, that wasn't very nice.
But anyways, go ahead.
Anyway, cut your own cantaloupe.
No, let's not even go back to the cantaloupe.
No, listen, I would have preferred a direct flight. I have zero.
Well, yeah, everybody would. However, you know me and layovers.
No.
I like a good layover.
There's the problem.
How long? Where's your layover and how long?
Appleton to Chicago.
Okay.
And then Chicago, before I leave from Chicago to go to Nashville, it's like 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's perfect because you get off the plane, even if you're a little bit delayed, you don't have to run through the airport because let me tell you, Chicago from one end to the other, you'll be out of breath. But then that gives you time to get off the plane, go to the bathroom, maybe get yourself a little snack, and then go to the terminal area and then scope it out and see who your new plane friend is going to be.
No, I am not going to make a plane friend. I'm not going to get anybody's email address and phone number and hang out with them after the trip.
It's not with that attitude, no. Sure.
I mean, come on.
But and you just go that'll give you time to kind of scope things out and you will be able to be like, oh, yep, I see him. That's going to be my new plane friend.
What? I'm not.
And then you
do
go
that.
Sit down. You have the little like, hey, how's it going? Or you walk past and you give them the smile like, hey, you're gonna be my new friend.
No, I'm gonna keep my head down with my headphones on, and I'm gonna sit 3 or 4 seats away from people.
Well, yeah, you're not gonna go over and sit right on top of them. That's awkward.
Well,
you're gonna leave a few spaces to put your bag on, and then you're gonna strike up the new friend conversation.
Now, if somebody wants to strike up a conversation with me, fine, I'll respond. But I'm not gonna open this thing up. I'm not opening up the conversation. You're different than me. In fact, you're very different than a lot of people.
No,
I don't think I'm the odd one here.
No, I think that as people have listened to this show for the course of 10 years, and maybe they were a little bit nervous about the whole airplane making friendships, I feel like they have opened up and become available to those new plane friend relationships. And it's fulfilling.
I'm fine to chat with somebody for a few minutes, but I'm not going to exchange any numbers or contact information. That's just,
that is a wasted 2-hour layover.
No, it is not.
People would kill for that amount of time just to have the proper amount of time to make a friend.
I'm going
to
have my Cinnabon or whatever the hell they sell in that particular terminal. I'm going to chill out. And read.
No, well, I know that's not going to happen, so you might as well make a friend.
Star 98.
Good morning.
Awesome. That's great.
This is Steve and Laura. Star 98.